Hello, thank you for coming out today. First, can we start off, what are your names?
I'm Esther Goolsby.
Jemay Germany.
Acacia Germany.
Hello, I'm Ernesto, and thank you so much for coming out today. How long have you lived in Oakland?
For 39 years.
21 years.
17 years.
And what part of Oakland have you lived in?
I lived in East Oakland the most for 23. Mm-hmm. Well, now since they say 23rd is East Oakland, so I guess all my life.
Down the street, 82nd, my whole life.
82nd.
Awesome. That's so, just to let people know, we're at the EOIDC.
Yeah, so this East Oakland.
So who are you? How do you see yourself?
I'm an outgoing, active, intelligent young lady. And I see myself becoming very important.
Esther?
Go ahead,
Acacia. Acacia, you can go. Don't be shy.
Okay, so right now I see myself as a top flight volunteer. Mm-hmm. I'm a community advocate and environmental justice activist and a whole lot of other things, but I'm a very loving and caring and compassionate person that wants to change the way people think about East Oakland and Oakland, and know that we have to love and care for one another.
I see myself as logical and determined.
Oh, that's a very straightforward answer.
Yeah.
So how did you arrive to where you are? Well, just in life, as a person.
How you doing? How are you? All right.
How did I get here? Because I'm dedicated, straightforward, and determined.
I got to where I am today based on being inspired by my peers and also my siblings and my mom and my grandmother. I've been driven to do what's best for me and others.
I've gotten here where I am in my life by having a very adventurous past that includes all the good and the bad. I changed a lot. I got clean off of drugs and ignorance, and so I was able to find God, or God was always there, but allow him to guide me, and along with a lot of strong people that never gave up on me.
So a lot of people have been talking about gentrification lately. It's been in the media, it's been around us. What does gentrification mean to you? And I'll start with Esther, because I know she has some strong views about this.
Well, without starting to cry or be highly, highly pissed off, what it means to me is that people that have been living in their homes for a very long time are not even being seen as valuable. What it means to me is that the money is over the people, and as long as the city and officials care less, it doesn't matter what an area looks like. They just see that a lot of people around kind of shows when you don't have like a clean area, and they just want to take it from you. So pretty much gentrification means to me, of course, the obvious, where people that can afford higher prices can move into an area.
Yeah.
I don't like it. This is my home. I don't think nobody should just come in here and just try to push people out by using their money. I don't really find that cool because, like I said, I grew up here down the street, came to this EOIDC, played here, and I don't feel like money should just push people out. Now, where am I going to be able to go if I want to bring my kids here to play or anything like that? So I don't like it.
I find it really unfair. And I find the people who would fall under that category as selfish. And basically, they don't really care about others and those in need. And basically, they are oblivious.
So, now that we've talked about gentrification, I would like to know about a little more about Oakland and how it's impacted your life.
So, Oakland impacted me tremendously, 100% all the way through my bones and body. It taught me how to be a survivor, how to not judge people, how to be friendly, how to open my eyes to bigger opportunities, communication, developments, you name it, schools. Yeah, it's a huge part of me. Yeah. Neighborhood kid, I don't know, stores, I know all the store people. So yeah, Oakland is a major part of me. It's who I am. So when everybody asks me who I am, I'm from Oakland.
Oakland's changed me by simply being where most of the minority are. So simply, it's just like it pushes me to do better things with myself and do better things for Oakland also.
What was the question again?
How has Oakland impacted you, Esther?
Impacted me. Oakland, I am Oakland. I feel that, I know from my example of from my experience of not knowing like what it means to take care of where you live, and now the work that I do, it's all about taking care of Oakland and its people, and to allow us all to see that we need to take care of where we live. So I would say it's just like a child to where you have to nourish it and take care of it and love it and watch it grow. And right now I think we're in the, I mean, of course Oakland moves stages to stages, but it's impacted me a lot to where I know that I can't give up on Oakland and its people.
So what do you love about Oakland? What do you love about your community?
I love the scenery, the people, the colors, the trees, the cars, the action. Just makes Oakland.
I like that in Oakland, you never really see all of Oakland. So every day you see something new or something that you haven't seen before or something that you haven't paid that much attention to. So I've been driving more recently, and my grandmother, my mom, they say that they enjoy being a passenger because you see things that you don't usually see. So, like, yeah.
What do I...
Do you see something special along those drives with your daughter?
Yeah, just able to pay attention to, you know, more out. And to tell you the truth, I've noticed a lot more than I have when I was driving, how we need better signs. We need to do some more testing on the speed limits and whatnot. And because I love signs. Signs, you know, because people read and you get to learn stuff. But yeah. It's again, just to see all the places, more or less, to where we need to work on. And really, it's for ourselves. So even if we don't own some property, we should still take care of our city and our streets to make it more beautiful so people won't try to come here and say, oh, we'll fix it up, and you guys move out.
Yeah. So you've mentioned fixing things up, and you have some criticisms about street signs and safety. What else would you like to change about your community?
I would like mainly for the lawmakers, the politicians that are about Oakland to do more outreach, personal outreach, and get to know their community and their constituents personally. I know it may not seem like it's possible, but if you just try every day, you know, to meet some new people and hear their stories and be around them, I think it'll make a difference, because the more personal that you have and relationship with, the better that somebody can, you know, like your good can rub off on them, and you know, you can share different things with them. So I know personal change within Oakland needs to happen, and I would start with that.
I agree with that. I feel like I would want to see, again, more people coming together, more activities, you know, just people being involved with people, because Oakland is really, really small. You wouldn't think it is, but it really, really is small. So everybody knows everybody. So it should be a nice couple days out the year where everybody just get together. Like, you know, my mom does the block parties and stuff like that. Stuff like that needs to happen more often. Like little parties, or, you know, something just where it brings everybody together, since everybody knows everybody. So,
yeah.
One thing that I change about Oakland, there's actually a lot of things to change about Oakland, but there's also not a lot of things to change. So Oakland changes by itself. Like, it evolves, and people like my mom every day just saying exact things that we need to change, and then not knowing it, years later, it's already changed. Something more specifically, I would change people destructing buildings and trash, and because people always say that Oakland, like, they say negative things about it, but the only reason why there's negative things to say about it is because people destruct it and people don't care about it as much as they should. So, yeah.
So what do you hope for your future moving forward?
What I want to see is just everybody coming together, you know, able to keep the buildings that we have. Like, you already see, this is a long-lasting building, even though they reconstructed it and it looks nice, but it's still the same building. It's not like it moved across town or we can't find it, or like with the... I just want to see more people being involved. Like,
that's what you see for your future?
Yeah, for Oakland. Like, just people being more aware of things that's going on, you know, all the riots we have. I just want people to be more aware and be more involved.
And that's going to be part of your future, being involved?
Yeah.
You're going to be involved?
I am now.
One thing that I see for my future would be to be like my mom. So basically just doing everything that I can and sacrificing time and effort in order to...
Don't do it.
Yes, you do. In order to try and get the best out of Oakland that you can, and pursuing others to do so too.
Esther, with tears in her eyes, what about you? What do you see for your future?
Well, first, I would tell my daughter not to do it as hard as I have by sacrificing time. What I see for my future is that, like, one day just I'm able to share my story or talk to someone that can actually help to make a difference and not beat around the bush, you know, that actually is dedicated to making this change with us and for us, and allowing us to stay here and be involved in it too. I would love to be a type of political figure so I can help with laws, but right now I appreciate being on the ground and talking to the people and working with the people, because I am the people, and I think my future definitely will be continuing in leadership and sharing my story and trying to inspire others to do the same.
That's fantastic. And do you all see yourselves living in Oakland in the next 10 to 20 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd travel, but I'd always come back. Oakland's home.
Yeah, I plan on staying here, and hopefully we're able to keep our home. We've been living there for 23 years, and it is our home. And so, yes, I plan on staying here.
So I know we asked you to bring a photo. Do you have a photo with you?
We took them home. We took the picture with the photos already.
Oh, okay. So could you describe a bit what the photo was and what the significance was of the photo?
Yeah, so we brought four photos. One was with, extended cousins. It was about 13 or 14 of us all in one picture, and that, to me, reminds me of Oakland, and that was the parts when we would have a lot of family over for holidays, and that is one where one of the pictures was taken outside of our house. The other one is a collage that I had made of my children while they were growing up in different stages of their lives. And a big portrait, it was my mother. She wore my unapologetically black shirt, and she had her power fist up in front of the police station. And I took that. It was actually for our holiday cards 2014 to represent the destruction that the police had did into our home that left us homeless for about 9 months. And the other one was a huge collage of, again, it was all of my family. My son is not here because he's currently in Santa Rita. And I brought all family pictures to represent Oakland, because that is what Oakland means to me. It means family.
So that is what Oakland means to you.
It is.
All right. What does Oakland mean to you?
Family. We know everybody. Like family.
Love. No matter how well people know each other, because most likely we all know each other, we all have some amount of love within us for each other.
Thank you so much for coming and for letting me interview you. I know, Esther, thank you so much for offering me a glimpse into your family and your life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.